Good afternoon, everyone. This is Confession of Faith, week 24. Today is God's Purpose of Grace, Baptist Faith and Message, Article 5. I'll pray. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for your grace, which is the emphasis today and should be the emphasis every day of our lives, every morning, every evening. Father, we pray you would remind us anew today of your grace to us through Jesus. Help us in our study and in our prayer. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Okay, Baptist Faith and Message, Article 5, God's Purpose of Grace, and I've devoted 2 weeks to this article, so what we'll do is look at the first paragraph this week, which is right there, and then next week we'll look at the second paragraph, and as always, a host of cross-references for you to study. And again, this is BFM, Baptist Faith and Message, bfm.sbc.net. Go to Article 5, and you could go to all of those links, cross-references, and look at the texts for your study. But today, this first paragraph, and then I have one cross-reference that I'll put on the screen for us to look at, and we'll be through. Election is the gracious purpose of God, according to which he regenerates, justifies, sanctifies, and glorifies. Now, if you've been watching these devotionals, that should sound familiar. We just did 5 weeks on salvation. The first week was an introduction paragraph, and then each successive week were these different aspects of salvation. One was regeneration, then justification, then sanctification, then glorification. And now, with this next article, God's Purpose of Grace is basically saying all of that is just the outworking, it's the coming to fruition of God's gracious purpose. This is what he purposed. And so see the connection between God's eternal purpose and your personal salvation. He regenerates, justifies, sanctifies, and glorifies sinners. It is consistent with the free agency of man. That means the things you really want, things you really choose are really your wants and really your choices. Your thoughts are really your thoughts. Your desires are really your desires. Nothing is constraining you. It is consistent with the free agency of man and comprehends, which means includes, it includes, comprehends all the means in connection with the end. Yeah, sometimes this language can seem a little bit too technical, but it's just trying to be concise, and sometimes you have to be technical to be concise. But what that's saying is everything that has led to your salvation, everything that God uses in the process is all included in his purpose of grace. And so it's a way of saying nothing is happening by chance. This world is not an arbitrary world. The universe is not a random universe. Everything is unfolding how God wants it to unfold. He uses things in the world. So God's purpose is centered on salvation right here. God's purpose includes all things that he uses in order to achieve it, in order to achieve his purpose, which includes, you know, people, but it does not violate the free agency of people. It is the glorious display of God's sovereign goodness and is infinitely wise, holy, and unchangeable. It excludes boasting and promotes humility. Yeah, that's the main, not the only, but the main practical application here. And that God is sovereign over everything should humble us. It shouldn't make us get upset with God. It should make us thankful to God. It shouldn't make us reject God because we don't understand everything or because we might disagree with him. In our natural selves, of course we would disagree with this, but in our natural selves, we disagree with everything about God, so that's not unique. But this is meant to exalt God and bring man low in humility. So election is the gracious purpose of God. Election. And that's a biblical word, and that is the cross-reference. I want us to look at one cross-reference, definitely not the only one. Ephesians 1:3-6, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. It's a very simple backdrop to what's about to be said. It's God the Father blessing us in Jesus Christ. That means the way He gives these spiritual blessings to us is He gives us Christ. He unites us to Jesus Christ by faith. And it's in Christ that we receive these spiritual blessings. Verse 4, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. So when did that happen? Before the foundation of the world. So this choice, this choosing, He is the subject, that's referring to God the Father. Chose, that's the verb, that's saying what God the Father did. He chose us, that's the direct object. In Him, in Christ, He chose us to be united to Christ. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, before time began. So this is part of God's eternal purpose. It's the first thing He says about God's eternal purpose. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be, this is the ultimate end or the ultimate goal that He chose us for, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. And continuing on, in love, that's the last two words of verse 4, in love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. And the Beloved refers to Jesus Christ. That circles us back to the first thing He said. These spiritual blessings are given to us in Christ. The article of the confession that we're looking at this week is God's purpose of grace. And you see these two words in here. This is why I chose this passage. The end of verse 5, purpose. Purpose, according to the purpose of His will. So what Paul is describing here about salvation is according to or based on the purpose of His will. And then verse 6, he says, to the praise of His glorious grace. To the praise of His glorious grace. So God's purpose of grace. And I'll say something else about what that means, to the praise of His glorious grace, in just a minute. But first, let's come back to the beginning of this. In love. What God is describing to us here in through His Word is loving actions. These are not hateful things. These are not damaging things. These are loving things. In love, we already saw that He chose us. Verse 5, He predestined us for adoption to Himself. He predestined that we would become His beloved children. That's exactly what that means. He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, and that's according to the purpose of His will. He is the subject. That's referring back to God the Father. Predestined is the verb. Literally means to set out beforehand. Us is the direct object. He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace. Now this is the ultimate of ultimates. I mean, there's many things that will come to fruition in the age to come when we reach that final state of glory. We'll have a resurrection body. We'll be in the presence of God in the new heavens and new earth. All of that is all of those ultimate things are all for one ultimate of ultimates, to the praise of His glorious grace. To the praise of His glorious grace. So we behold the magnificent, glorious grace of God to us in Christ, and we praise Him for it. There's two aspects there. One, the glory of His grace. Two, praising Him for His grace. Two, that's why it does not just say, to His glorious grace, but rather it says, to the praise of His glorious grace. We will praise God forever for His glorious grace manifested to us, given to us in Christ Jesus. That's the ultimate of all ultimates, with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. That's just another way of emphasizing this point here. The way you got there is in Christ. The way these blessings come to us are in Christ. So, God's purpose of grace. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace. We do not understand everything, but we understand the basics. We know that your blessing of salvation comes to us through Christ, and we know that it's all of grace, not of works, not that we deserve it, not that we earned it or would even think of it or want it apart from your Spirit and your grace in our hearts. But we can be thankful for what you've done for us. I pray that you would humble us, that we would praise you more for things that are beyond our comprehension, and not begrudge you or begrudge these blessings because they don't all fit perfectly within our scheme of thinking or of natural man's thinking. But I praise you for your grace. We praise you for your grace. Help us to grow in that grace as the day approaches. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right. Thanks again for joining. We'll see you Sunday for Catechism, the 25th Lord's Day, and I'll see you next Monday to finish up this article on God's purpose of grace on week 25, Confession of Faith. God bless. We'll see you soon.